A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Katamut. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Pei Dalet, Erevin 84A, pagination page 167. We'll start, though, from the facing page, an interesting question regarding the concept of Tashmisho Benachas. Tashmisho means its use, and Nachas means with ease. Right? We have the word Nachas nowadays. We commonly use it, that you should have Nachas from your children. Good feeling. It means that things are going smoothly. They're easy. Nachas is to do something easy, comfortably. So the question over here is, that if you have an area between two chatzeros, and there was no Erev chatzeros done between them, who is that area in the middle awarded to for usage? Who does it belong to? And again, we're not talking about belonging to financially, look at the title, look at the deed. We're looking based on how it's fenced in, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. In this case, how is it configured so that it's attributable to one person's use or the other person's use? If they are equal in usage, then you're not going to be able to use it because it's an area that should have had an Erev Chatzeros done and it didn't, so that both of them have a Shalita, a control over that area. And if they both have a control over that area, then you can't use it. It's exactly the case of Erev Chatzeros that you're supposed to have done an Erev Chatzeros to join the people. It's two people who are unrelated acting in the same place, carrying to and from. What happens, though, if one of them is Tashmisho Benachas, more smooth, more usable? We had such cases where the 2 yards were on a hill, let's say, and to one person, the fence is a very normal shelf. And to the other person, he's got to really reach out of his way to be able to use that top of the wall. So we said that the person to whom it's more attributable, that person can put there and take from there to and from his yard, whereas the other person gets kind of boxed out because it wasn't normal for him, easy, and therefore we say no Erev Chatzeros is required. We'll just put it in the court of the person who has Tashmisho Benachas, ease of use. Take a look at this case. It's about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, on page 166, Pei Gimel Amud Beis 83b. Amar Rav Nachman, beginning of a line, Rav Nachman said, Lazeh b'shilshul, if one of them has to lean down in order to use it, v'lazeh b'zrika, and the other one has to throw, he has to reach up in order to do it, my, what's the halacha? In other words, I put them both on a handicap in my case. Is there a difference between the handicap of leaning down versus the handicap of reaching up? Amar Rav, Rav says, Shneihem Asurim. They're both forbidden. In other words, the handicap involved here is not significant enough to warrant our saying one over the other. I'm not going to say that leaning down or reaching up is significantly different. They're both at the same discomfort, and therefore they have the same halachic status as two people who are comfortably using the same wall. They're both forbidden, because I can't attribute it better to one over the other. Let's move over to this page. And the Gemara finds a case which seems to say that leaning down is more comfortable and more attributable than reaching up. That's what it seems to say, that reaching down is smoother than reaching up, and therefore we want to know why we would rule like Rav, which is that there is no difference between reaching up and reaching down. If you count down from the top of the page, I'm guessing 14 lines, the Gemara has in the beginning of the line, Ushnehem Asurim Shin Mem, which stands for Shema Minah. and then we begin. Middle of the line, Tanan, we learned. Chulyas Habor, the rim around a pit, which essentially is like a fence. Vehasela, or a large rock, a stone, a mound. Shehem Givoim Asara, they're 10 tfachim high, in a yard where the yard and the upstairs did not make an Erev Chatzeres, and I want to figure out which one is more attributable. The Gemara says, Limir Peses. Such a thing would go to the upper people, to the porch. Pachas Mikan, if it's less than 10 tfachim, L'chatzer, will attribute it to the down people, to the lower people. Amar Rav Huna, La'osam Adarim Bimir Peses. It's talking about the people who are in the upper area. Asks the Gemara, Teinach Sela, I understand, a rock, a stone, because the people on the upstairs are using it as a shelf, and the people from downstairs have to throw something up or reach up, so it's more attributable to the upstairs people who are using it as a shelf. Bor, but a pit? Ma'ika lemeimar, how do you explain that? The only way to explain a pit is you're lowering a bucket, because where does the water come from? A rock, you're using the surface. But a pit, you're lowering the bucket into the pit, you're drawing the water out. So the person from the downstairs has to reach above the rim and get in, so it's the equivalent of reaching up. The people from the upstairs have to reach down. It looks like the exact case that we were looking for. They're reaching up, and they are reaching down. And you're telling me in this brisa that it's attributable to the upstairs people. You're telling me that Sela, the rock, is like a shelf, and it's attributable to the upstairs people? And you're telling me not only that, but even a pit, which is typically water, is also attributable to the upstairs people. Well, how do you use a pit? By reaching down. The fact that the rim is the same height as the porch doesn't help us, because the water is not there. The water is down. So it sounds like it's a case of shilshul, of reaching down. Ma'ika lememer, how do you explain it? It seems to be that Rav's ruling that there is no difference between reaching up and reaching down, and they should be both forbidden because they're both equal, is not true. I found you a source that reaching down is a case that's more attributable than reaching up. Amar Rav Yitzchak Berei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yitzchak Berei de Rav Yehuda said, Ach beba meleya mayim askina. We're talking about a pit that's filled to the rim with water. Filled to the rim, so you're using the surface. Just like a rock, you're using the surface as a shelf. Filled to the rim, you fill up a cup with water. You're going on the surface. Ask the Gemara, v'hachaseira. Eventually the water is going to go down. It's going to be missing something, and you're going to be reaching down. And if the Mishnah didn't bother explaining, only in the case where it's filled to the rim, and only the first cup, so obviously, even when it's a little bit down, we're still attributing it to the upper people. So the Gemara tries to answer, Kevin de Chimalya Sharya Kichasra Nami Sharya, maybe because when it's full, it's attributable to the upstairs people. So when it loses a little, it should also be attributable to the upstairs people. Ask the Gemara Adarav, exactly the opposite. Kevin de Chichasra Asira, when it goes down, it should be forbidden. Kimalya Nami Asira, so we should nip this whole thing in the bud, and even when it's on top, we should say it's forbidden. You're paskining on a pit. You're paskining on a relationship. You're not paskining on an individual. Right now, right before Shabbos, we filled it up right to the top. Okay. Ela Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Hach b'mar meleya peros askinim. We're talking that the pit is filled with fruit. Okay. V'hachaseri. But if you start taking fruit, it's also going to be lower. What's the difference? And he answers, betivla. It's fruit that has not been tithed. It's not going anywhere. So what do you want from the pit? The answer is you're using it as a shelf. I wanted to put something onto the fruit. Can I use that area as a shelf? Dekanami, says the Gemara, that's exactly what the Mishnah must have been telling us. Diktoni dumya desela, because it's comparing it to a rock. A rock is not something that you start digging into and taking from. A rock is something you use as a shelf. And you compared the pit to the rock. It must be like Abaye, that it's talking about a pit that's full. Theoretically, people can take things out, but they're not going to, because it's Shabbos and it's untied produce. It has no use. And therefore, they were using it as a shelf. And in that case, and that case alone, we attributed it to the upstairs people, because it's like a shelf. But going back to the case that we originally asked about, if you had some people able to use something by reaching up, or some people able to use it by reaching down, both of them inconvenient, we're back to where we started. That's forbidden because they're both equal. They're the same as if both of them would be tashmisha benachas, both of them with ease, would be the case of both of them not being tashmisha benachas, and there's no benefit one on the other, whether you're reaching up or you're reaching down. Yes,